we had a game plan today, and that was to be in the game at sort of 60, 70 minutes. And when they scored, disappointed with the first goal because Tomo's pulled off a great save, and they've reacted and followed in, and we haven't. So that was disappointing, but we were well in the game, and when Millsy's got us level with a great strike, I really fancied us there because we're a fit side. And you know, when you come to places like this, you're not going to get a load of opportunities. Ultimately, we were undone by two fabulous balls from the right side, and I think sometimes you have to put your hands up and say that it's incredibly difficult to, you know, to defend against the quality of those crosses, and ultimately that was the difference today. When they got the fourth, the penalty, I thought it was a cheap one. It didn't look much in it, and I think that was slightly flattering to them at that stage. But credit to our boys, they kept going and we got ourselves another goal, and I think Admicha took that chance there to get back to 4-3. It'd been a nervy last sort of 5 minutes or so, but I'm not despondent. You know, I think we've played well today. There's some good performances, lots of positives, and we just said to the boys there, that's the benchmark what you need to challenge to win leagues, and I don't think we're too far away.
You came back from 3-0 down to draw with Guiseley 3-3. You found yourself again behind today. Did you sense the same sort of belief that they could get back?
I think it was... I don't think the strange feeling that was there today. I think it was... you always hope. And I know the boys will keep going. But, you know, Chester are a very, very good side. And we've come... We give it our best. And they haven't gone under. And you know, I can't criticise them for that. On the day that... I mean, we know what immense firepower they've got here, and you could see that at times, and you know, I'd as their gaffer, you'd be disappointed if you're not getting that quality from them. So yeah, they're a good side, but we're not too far away ourselves.
You signed Kyle Patterson last night. He came on today. Just tell us a bit about him and how you think he did.
Well, it's hard to say because Kyle needs football. He's undoubted quality. But with Danny Glover and Michael still feeling their respective injuries, not being 100% fit, you know, I think to take him for 3 months, he'll be a good player for us. And we have been slightly short of options up there. So welcome addition to the squad. And you know, I'm sure he'll do well for us, as I say.
You've just played Guiseley and Chester. Next up is Halifax, another of your promotion rivals. Any changes you anticipate for that game?
Well, we've got the squad we've got, so any changes that we make will be based on merit and based on what we think we can, you know, get at Halifax. But they're another good side, and when you look at this sequence of games, we're right in the thick of you know, a real tough spell. And you know, it always makes me smile when we say our inability to beat the top six sides. It's been our downfall. But 3 years ago, we had an inability to beat anyone, and we've come a long way. And when you look at the size of the crowd today, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that comes with a great budget, and their gaffer spending it well. So fair play to him. So we're striving to try and get to the level of these clubs on nowhere near the resources. So we have to take chances with players, and we have to work hard with them. And what we ask back from our players is to give us everything, and they've done that today. So I can't ask any more of them.
There's going to be segregation in place for the game against Halifax. Does that suggest to you there'll be a big crowd and a good atmosphere?
Well, again, they're another club that gets, you know, towards 2,000 fans at home. So they regularly take sort of 400, 500 away from home. So it's another big game. It's one we can look forward to. But that's what we're competing with. You know, Chester, ex-Football League club, Halifax, ex-Football League club. They don't all of a sudden go down to 250 crowds. They're big clubs with big fan bases and big resources. So we want to be in those games. And as I say, we're striving to try and get Worcester City up there with them. We're clinging onto their tails at the moment. But, you know, I'm not too despondent, because we ain't too bad ourselves.